Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Statch Bro Show, streaming live on Ustream.com and KFXR 1190 AM. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined as always with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Our other co-host, Andrew.
How's it going, Russell Bro?
We got our producer, Ryan, sitting in here as well. Maybe one of his last times. I heard that he was moving, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We got a lot of good stuff to get to tonight, and I want to make sure all of our audience knows that we're trying something out a little bit different because, you know, we're preparing ourselves, you know, for terrestrial airwaves. We cannot speak as candidly as we previously were able to, but we're going to bring it to you as legitimately and as genuine as we can in a cleaner format.
Agreed.
What do you think?
We're going to be PG-13 now.
Yeah. More like PG.
More like PG.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
In fact, even the P may be a little much. Maybe just G.
We can't use the S word anymore, can we?
Shoot?
I don't know what S word he's talking about. Is he talking about the four-letter S word?
I don't know.
No, we cannot say that.
It's incredibly cryptic.
We can absolutely not say that.
We should definitely avoid it.
What about the
C
word?
Stop.
The CR word, I should say.
Stop. None of it. Stop. None of it. Just stop.
All right.
I'd rather not, okay?
Yeah,
okay.
I agree.
Okay.
We can discuss. We could practically do a whole show just discussing this. What we can and can't say without actually saying any of it might be interesting, but I'd rather not do it right now.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
So we'll check in with everybody right now. I kind of want to put Andrew in the hot seat right now because I feel like he's in denial that he totally has a girlfriend.
No way. Really?
These are his words, not mine.
Okay, well, let's
I literally never
all right,
said this.
Explain so. Your situation, though, without being too graphic, and then tell us how it's not a girlfriend scenario. Because you guys did the same thing to me with my current situation for a long time.
No, I didn't send you like 50 text messages a day saying, oh, by the way, I had sex with her.
You can't say sex, Andrew.
I can't say sex?
Don't say sex.
I almost said something I wasn't.
Don't say sex. Just say that I was with her.
In any case, I've talked about her in the last couple shows. Like, really, it's just I go over to her apartment. She likes to cook, so she makes food, and we drink, and we do that thing that I'm not supposed to mention.
You partake.
Yeah. And now Kevin...
the dorkiest way ever of saying this.
Yeah, Kevin has decided to start calling her my girlfriend, which, like I said, his word, not mine.
Yeah.
Let me just paint this another way.
Okay.
I go over to her house. You know, she cooks me a little bit of dinner. We have a couple of drinks, and then we, go to bed together.
Things get rolling.
That sure sounds like a girlfriend to me.
How many nights a week does this happen?
Actually, not at all this week. Oh. Once last week.
Okay, but when you said that you needed to know if we were doing the show because you were going to make plans, were you going to make plans with her?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm just asking.
The show was coming first. Like, that's just why I wanted to know.
And I appreciate that. And I did not give you very good notice of when we're... I mean...
No, you definitely did not.
No, because I wasn't sure what we were going to do. I thought maybe Zach and I would do it at work at a different time just to make sure that we had good quality recording or... But I think we decided the best way just to make sure that it gets done in plenty of time was to go ahead and do it tonight.
Right. And another reason for that is because if just you and I did it, it would be, I think, misleading. It wouldn't be a really good representation of what our show is because we wouldn't have Andrew.
You're probably right.
So it's,
when you said that, like it didn't offend me that much. Going forward, maybe I'm more of a special guest. I'm the third man.
I didn't in any way mean to be like... I absolutely agree that the camaraderie or the back and forth that exists between the three of us is absolutely essential to the program.
Me too.
I only meant it in the sense that... Because, you know, I'm a little bit of a perfectionist. A little bit of a control freak, maybe?
Maybe?
Yeah.
Maybe a little.
Yeah. And, I may have recorded it and thought I didn't like this part. I didn't like the way it sounded. I wanted to maybe do it several more times, and I wanted it to sound perfect, so I may have wanted to come into work to record it somewhere there and make sure that I get it absolutely right. And I know Andrew has a demanding schedule where I know we have to work too, but we do work where we're doing this stuff. So it's a completely different thing. And, if I want to say, hey, I want to redo this again at 2 o'clock tomorrow or at 8 o'clock tonight. And he's not immediately going to want to jump on that. First of all, he'll be at work. Second, he doesn't want to come out here every night.
I understand that.
Until this weekend. So yeah. That's all I meant by saying that you and I might just knock it out.
Right. I'm already there. It's like I'm obligated to do it.
Well, presumably you two are looking to make a career in radio, whereas I'm not so much. With that said, if big money starts rolling in, by all means, I want a piece of that.
You wouldn't mind a career in radio, though.
They would have to offer me a lot initially for me to walk away from what I'm getting right now.
Why is that?
Why? You hate
Explain.
Your job.
Yeah, but it pays me very well.
So, but is that better than enjoying your life and having fun at work, having fun every day? What's better than that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they'd pay you less, but people are going to listen to your opinion 5 days a week. That would be amazing.
People are going to recognize you in the streets.
Yeah, you're going to be a personality. a public figure.
I couldn't. I listen to Colin Cowherd's show like almost every day. I couldn't tell you what that guy looks like. Mm. I mean, he's not a celebrity to me.
Yeah, but people.
He's not a celebrity to anyone. I don't know who that is.
He's actually pretty famous. He's a sportscaster, which explains why you don't really know who he is. But yeah, I mean, he's on ESPN. He's got books out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Do you think that that's what he wanted to do for a living, and now he loves doing it every day?
Yeah, probably.
Well, do you think that he said, I'm only going to do that right out of the gate if I make a boatload of money doing it?
Well, no, but he was probably like 19 when he started. I'm 28.
Yeah. But what we do right now in no way precludes you from still doing your normal job, so you're getting the best of both worlds.
All right, you got a point. You got a point. So if it can start like that, if we can maybe start small, a couple shows a week, collect some paychecks for that, and then maybe we negotiate a contract, then...
First of all, stop with the collecting paychecks, okay? Zach and I collect the paychecks around here. That's just, you can't expect that if Zach and I get paid that you have to get paid as well, originally. Especially if it's not interfering with your normal schedule.
Well, I don't know if he'd work for free.
No.
You're doing it right now!
Right, but if we're getting money and he's not, then that's a problem.
Yeah, if money was actually involved in this program, I would absolutely insist on a piece of that.
Seriously?
Yes.
I mean, but that may not be within my control. But I mean, what if I said they're paying Zach and I to get something going here? They want you to be a part of it, but they want to feel you out first. They can't pay you right away.
Why would that be the case?
Why would that not be the case?
Unless you walked in and told them, okay, Zach and I are the show, but this guy, we're not really sure about him.
Well, I don't know, but no matter what, if it did happen, you would get the smallest piece.
I wouldn't insist upon like an equal share. I mean, if we're talking about like $100, sure, you guys can have that, but... They start saying, you know, we're going to give you guys a couple grand a week to do the show, then yeah, I think I would like 20%.
That's what separates, that's what entirely separates Andrew and between Zach and I, is that we you know, we have a compassion and appetite and aptitude and a love for the business that all kind of collectively pools together, in that we'll do a lot. I mean, we'll work for free to do all kinds of stuff if we get this exposure and get this airtime and things like that.
Yeah, we're desperate.
Yeah. So basically what we're saying is AJ can draft off all our hard work.
Well, I can ride your coattails, and then he can, you know, hop on the other coattail.
Look,
what would you suggest I do, man?
No, I am not suggesting that, but I mean, I would say don't make any kind of demand. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Okay.
All right. Is that okay? Does that work with everybody?
Yeah.
Ryan, how do you feel about all this?
I don't have a mic.
Oh, right. Ryan doesn't have a mic. Sorry about that. Not this week.
Yeah, there's a bit of a problem here. I forgot to set this before we start, so it's going by measures and not time, so yeah, I don't know how much time we have.
I noticed that.
Does anyone know exactly what time we started?
No.
How long do you think we've been going for? Like 5 minutes?
Yeah.
No way to know.
I can start a timer. Right, yeah.
Could you measure out measures for actual time?
Look, let's do 6 more minutes, all right? I had a couple things I wanted to dive into.
6 minutes!
All right, so AJ does not have a girlfriend. And, Zach, you were having a little bit of a... Excuse me, a little trouble in paradise in recent months, but it seems like you redeemed yourself recently.
Yeah, had a
this guy
awesome
comes
weekend.
Into work ear to ear Cheshire cat grin, and yeah, so I'm thinking something good happened. He's particularly sprightly today.
Yeah, I was pretty pretty pleased with myself.
Yeah,
yeah.
So you and the girlfriend you had a good time, and it was a long time coming. Is what
yeah, I think so. I think we reconciled some things.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it happened real organically. You didn't have to force it. It's not like you were begging for it.
It was
kind of thing,
phenomenally which, spontaneous.
You know, nobody was, takes any pride.
It wasn't
in that.
Even my idea, which was cool.
That is pretty cool.
It is very cool.
Yeah.
99% of the time, it's my idea.
What did happen? Was it like the middle of the night you woke up kind of thing?
Kind of. I was about to go to sleep.
About to go to sleep. Oh, yeah. So you were already in your comfy clothes and everything, and you're kind of laying together.
Definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you been drinking or anything? Anything like that?
Nothing like that.
Nothing like that.
It was amazing, yeah.
There was no kind of substance enhancement in any way. It was just totally organic.
Yep.
That is cute.
I know. It made it fantastic.
That's almost making me want to go have a nice romantic
90%
evening.
90% of the time. Let me clarify.
Jeez.
I'm sorry. How often do women initiate things for you, Andrew?
Ooh, what's that supposed to mean?
I would say every relationship I've had, it's really been more of like a 50-50, 60-40 split than me saying 90% of the time.
Really? I would say, I mean...
Maybe Andrew's just a patient guy.
I guess. I would
I'm,
say...
I'm desperate.
I think women, for the most part, like you to take a little initiative.
I think so.
Maybe not all the time.
He said 99% of the time initially. Would that not sound like...
Okay. I thought he wasn't... I don't think he was being serious.
I misspoke.
He said 99.
Yeah, and I made a little joke, and Zach... took offense at it, decided to try something with me.
You would make a joke, you tried to make a bit out of it, which is what it is now. 99% of the time is an exaggeration, I'm sorry.
Damn right.
Yeah.
99%.
Can I say that on the air?
I don't know.
I think so. I think damn is okay.
I think you can get away with it.
I think so as well.
Yeah.
Apparently we can say bang. I didn't know. I was really worried about that.
Like, you shoot a gun and it goes bang?
No. Bang is in the verb for...
like the Big Bang?
No, for coitus.
Carnal desires?
Yeah.
You can say coitus on the air?
I think you can definitely say coitus.
What about intercourse?
That's a clinical term. I would think you could say intercourse as well.
You might be able to get away with that. Huh. I know you can say ass on the air.
Whoa. Can we not stop pushing?
The first time I heard it on the air was on 1190. I heard somebody say it, and I was like, did they dump that? And everybody's like, no, it's fine. So I was like, well, there you go.
Why don't we pump the brakes a little bit, Zach?
I'm sorry. Right? Yeah. Got a little overexcited.
Don't kick us out before we got started.
All right.
So anyway, things are... Yeah,
like,
probably.
Like if you're talking about baseball.
As long as we don't have to clearly define what the act of first base is.
You're like a kid when you wanted to say damn, and you'd say beaver before it so you get away with it.
What?
Whoa.
What are you talking about?
I understand how that would work, but I never did that. Did you actually do that?
I don't think we can say beaver on the air. I'm just kidding.
Probably not in that sense.
I know. You meant as in an animal.
Yeah. Jesus. All right. This is getting old.
I thought you were going to end with something. I thought you were going into something.
No, I really wasn't. I'm getting a little...
Okay.
Things are getting a little out of hand. Go ahead.
Good God. What do you want me to do? You want me to go to a list or something? You want to go to some stuff I wanted to talk about?
You seem anxious to go to stuff.
I had a couple of things.
All right.
Who wouldn't want to linger on this brilliance here?
I hate when he does that. Do not ever do that. Do not talk down about the prologue.
That was not a great segment, dude. It was my fault as much as anybody's.
I would hardly even call it a segment. That was like 2.5 minutes of talking about censorship.
A bit, perhaps.
It was like 75 measures.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's how we're going now. How many measures do I get to before I have to go to break?
It was less than 3 minutes and 45 seconds.
I don't know.
I had to think it was undeniable facts that things that are good about getting older, which I really needed this article. I thought it would make me happy.
Why?
Because I'm worried about it. Yeah, exactly, man. I turned 29 in a couple weeks.
Really? When's your birthday?
Literally 2 weeks from yesterday, I'll be 29.
Seriously?
Seriously.
Wow, I gotta get you a gift.
All right.
No, you don't.
Here's the first one. Well, what am I looking at? Our producer Ryan is showing me something.
No worries.
27 minutes is 8:10. We're at 3:60 now.
All right.
So we need to get to 12 minutes.
Right. So how do we get back to, how do we figure out where we are?
What's 12 minutes?
It says 27 minutes, right?
No. But that's for the whole program.
Right.
We got a break.
It's two 12-minute halves.
Break at 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Shouldn't we take a break at 13 minutes, or is that?
No, because we're gonna have a little stuff in there. We need a minute of bed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So don't worry
about
that.
Can I record a drop then?
Okay, but
that'd be nice.
This first one here, because we gotta rush through this. I have to do this fast.
Right.
The first one on the list of 8 deniable things that are good about getting older: more females and younger ones too. And I did think this was a great one. I did think that about, you know, because you have more options for females. You meet more people in your everyday life. Well, maybe not. You do meet a lot in college, but you're older, wiser, a little bit more confident. But when it comes to the younger thing, I used to get excited about that, but Zach made me feel bad about it. But maybe this is something that blew back on me.
Because you made me feel bad about it.
Do what?
We're past 12.
Can we really be past 12?
Yeah.
12 minutes?
We're going to dive back into this coming right out of the break, but we have 8 deniable things that are good about getting older for men. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with you on the Status Bro Show.
This is Zach the Youngblood Lewis, and you're listening to The Status Bro. We'll be right back.
And we're back on The Status Bro Show on KFXR 1190 AM, also streaming live on Ustream.com and the iHeartRadio app. To hear us right now, just go to iHeart.com, search KFXR. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined as always with...
Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
And our other co-host...
Andrew Blondegren.
We also got a producer here, but I'm not going to give him much airtime tonight, just because I'm worried about, you know, how it might sound.
Yeah.
You know, he's a little bit far away, but we're always glad that he's here.
He's here in spirit.
Go ahead and say hello, Ryan.
Hey guys.
Yeah, see?
Nice.
There he is. He is here. I promise. Yeah. I didn't make him up, and anyone watching on Ustream can see that he actually does exist.
Yeah, I think you got a waveform.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's there.
Hmm.
He's there. Don't worry about it. Now, what we were talking about right before we went to break, and we don't have a lot of time here because we're kind of cutting our show down a little bit this week, sort of a condensed version for the terrestrial airwaves.
Right.
Anyway, we were saying, I had a list here from brobible.com, one of my favorite sites to get good bro information from.
That's all right.
www.brobible.com. And they had 8 undeniable facts about getting older, which is something that I really needed to hear because I constantly worry about getting older. And the first one was we addressed already more females and younger ones too, which I said I can kind of understand because obviously when you're older, the girls are getting younger. The hot girls are still going to be young.
Rationally, that makes sense, yeah.
How is it possible there would be more girls around when they like have a job than in college? That doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
What do you mean?
Oh, he's asking because the first part of it says more females.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Oh, there's more chicks around that are your age?
No, but we want the younger
No,
ones.
You're right. That doesn't make sense.
You would think college would be the real place to...
No matter what, agreed. You've got a much smaller social circle at your job than you would at any college. Even a community college, I guarantee you.
Well, Zach brought up something in terms of... We're never going to get through this list because I'm going to get entirely hung up on this one.
Right.
But I just wanted to say, when it comes to younger chicks, it's... I don't mean to sound creepy, but come on. Every guy likes younger chicks. I know I do. I will admit that.
Right.
And as the more you get older, whenever you're with a younger chick, there's a youthful, like, restorative quality about it. There is.
Well, I'm gonna
it makes you feel younger.
Yeah, I'm going to have to take your word on it. But yeah, sure. I can get on board with that. Makes sense.
So we started talking about how young is too young, especially for someone like me. I mean, I'm not that young anymore. I'm 28 years old. I'm going to be 29 next month.
Right.
Next month, I'll be pushing 30. Now... Would anyone who's my age, Andrew, you're pretty close to my age, would you hook up with an 18-year-old chick?
I mean, if the opportunity arose, I'd probably do it, but I would feel very creepy.
It's
about
something
it
that would probably grate on you, though, right? That later you would think, like, maybe I was creepy, maybe I shouldn't have done that type thing.
Yeah.
But in the midst, in the heat of the moment, you probably would. I mean, that's where I'm coming from.
Right.
I think if I was presented with it, and I was never a fan of girls who look really young, that always kind of creeped me out in a way. I like, you know, a woman to look like a woman. Like, if she looks like she's super young, I'm not into that kind
of
thing.
That's one of the things I really don't like about it getting old, is I see 18-year-olds now, and I feel like they look like they're 15 a lot of the time.
Yeah. But, I mean, my sister, by the way, says under 21 is too young, and I'm going to respectfully disagree. But if it's a girl, say, who's 18 but looks and acts and, like, you would never know she was 18. You would think she was at least 21. I don't think that – I think I would definitely do it.
A very mature 18-year-old?
Yeah.
This whole conversation is making me feel very unseemly.
This is – no, this is good. This is good quality. Right. These are things that men need to address.
Okay, let's cut to the chase. Kevin, on your Tinder settings – what's the youngest age you have on there?
Oh, I have no settings for any age.
Okay, mine's 22. So because a lot I think of, that really tells us everything that we need to know about.
Oh, just because I didn't set that means that I would hook up with a 57-year-old woman just because I didn't specify?
I think it's interesting you didn't specify an oldest age. That is kind of quizzical.
I don't get on Tinder to try to legitimately meet chicks. I get on Tinder because, first of all, like Zach said once before, and maybe it makes me sound conceited or insecure, which of course I am, both of those.
Yep.
I'll see those things, and it's almost like free compliments to know, like, ooh, somebody else thought I was attractive. And just when I'm bored, it's fun to thumb through pictures of chicks and say, like, ooh, she's hot. Ooh, she's hot. She's, that kind of thing.
It's like hot or not, yeah.
That kind of thing makes it fun.
Is that site still a thing?
It exists in Tinder, yeah.
Yeah, but
honestly, I'm surprised at this point. If it does exist, they haven't sued Tinder.
It doesn't exist as it used to exist, is what Andrew's asking.
Right.
I don't have, so I mean, when I get on there like that, I'm just looking through pictures of chicks. No, I don't put an age limit on it. It's anyone and everyone I can see on mine.
Right.
How many of them are like 50 plus? I wouldn't know.
It's very rare. And whenever it happens, I always hit no so fast that as soon as I'm done with it, I was like, oh, I should have taken a picture of that to show AJ.
Well, are they like Helen Mirren looking, or are they like Julianne Moore looking? Because I'd probably be interested if they were Julianne Moore. Looking.
No, I have some gruesome ones. I did take a couple screenshots, if you'd like to see.
Yeah, send those to me when you get a chance.
Yeah, okay. Well, I mean, I can bust them out on the show, but
audience can't see them. So it's
what is too young? What is too young?
I did,
for a man our age, is for even Zach. You're 22, so you being with an 18-year-old chick is not that big of a deal.
No, it would still be weird. Again, a big part of that is the maturity thing. If you said very mature 18-year-old, then that totally changes it up. That's like you're saying you're dating a very immature 25-year-old, and you wouldn't want to date her. It's like it's the maturity thing. I don't know. It's important, but as far as what we're talking about, I think it's.
But the maturity thing can almost make you completely forget about the numerical value that's placed on them, as far as age is concerned.
No, yeah, I understand that. If it's a chick that you're talking to her and you think, wow, this is like a 22, 23-year-old chick, and then she's, how old are you? She's, oh, I'm 18. Then yeah, that totally makes a difference.
I think it works in that direction, but I know plenty of people older than I am who behave like children.
Right.
And, their age does not make me think
no, that is
more
true.
Respectful of the other.
Yeah, I know a couple of guys like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it, I had a question I really wanted to ask you about this, and then I got distracted by pulling up the gnarly Tinder picks, and I completely forgot.
Well, maybe we should go back to the list. We'll, yeah.
But say for a guy like me, I used to always say that if I was going to put a number on it, okay, chicks who are 18 technically could still be in high school.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way I could ever do that.
Yeah, there's a very good chance that would still be in high school.
There's no way I could ever sleep with a girl who's in high school. Yeah. That is far, far, far too creepy for
wanna
me.
Want to go to prom?
I used to tell Zach for some reason. I mean, maybe I was joking. Maybe I was a little serious. I don't know. That 19 was the number where I draw the line.
Right.
Because I'm like, 18 is where it's still creepy. Like, it's like the legal boundary gross.
Right.
Where 19, it's a little bit different.
Well, that's the thing. You were the first person to bring this up. At one point, you saw an 18-year-old somewhere. You're like, oh, I'd never do that. I was like, really? I thought 18 was like the dream.
We had a thorough discussion about this on the show.
Did we really?
Of me explaining that 18 was too young.
Right. But then later, you came out and told me that, oh, no, I'm the weird one for thinking 18 is too young. And I'm like, how does that work? You're the one who gave me the idea.
Yeah, it was me who gave you the idea.
I'd say 19 is a fair cutoff. 20 is probably more logical, but I mean, come on.
When I was a guy and I was like, say, I was 19 years old or 20 right. years old, my rule used to be, if you're old enough to drive, I mean, come on, you can operate a wow. car, you can operate a...
Yeah, but you were younger, that's...
Right, when I'm 19, being with a 16-year-old chick is not that big of a deal.
No, that's...
If you're a 25-year-old guy and you're with a 16-year-old chick, you're...
Yeah.
You're Chester.
That's jail time.
You're extremely creepy.
Yeah.
You know, at our age, what context would we find ourselves hanging out with an 18-year-old anyways, unless you're the really creepy, way older guy at the party who's making everybody feel a little bit uncomfortable by being there?
After this entire discussion, I think the only way that I can almost guarantee that I would feel creep-free and that my conscience is completely clear is to go 21 and up.
21 and up.
21 and up.
That's
so why is the law make? Why does the law make it 18?
Yeah. You know, something that did get me, my roommate...
Texas, I think it's 17 if you're within 3 years of age of each other.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think you're right. My roommate has been dating he was talking to a chick, and I was like, oh, you guys gonna go get a couple of beers or something, like going on a date? He's like, oh, no, we can't. Why? Because she's 20. I was like, okay, that is weird that she can't drink in public. That's a big step.
I just want to point out, I hope you guys aren't listening, and I know that that they're a little bit sensitive, but my brother's girlfriend is 20.
All right, maybe I'll backpedal out of that. I'm sorry. I spoke
by the way,
harshly.
Mom and Anne, who have been sending me texts about the 21-year-old thing, you guys should feel bad too. And then my mom just sent me a text and said, oh, never mind, 20. And my sister sent a text with capital letters that just said, yes!
So I'm not saying it's not doable, it is. I'm just saying that is a big divide there. That it seems small, but in reality, it's like 20 to 21 is a big deal.
What do you mean by doable?
Huh?
No, he didn't mean sexually. Forget he said anything. Keep going. You're on a good...
No. I got... Here, go ahead. Tell me what you were thinking. Because my opinion...
My sister just messaged me that said, below 21 is a different time in life, and that is absolutely true.
I don't know. 20 to 21 wasn't that different for me.
I think you discover a lot of things... Oh, my God, Zach. I completely disagree.
Did you know me when I was 20?
Yes.
When?
You were part of my show. You had just started on my show.
Oh, my gosh.
And you were so different, dude.
Yeah, I'm like 22 now.
21 opened up all kinds of doors for you. It did.
Yeah.
I swear it did.
That could have just been this show, though.
Maybe. It could have just been me.
Yeah, it's a very real possibility.
But the fact that you were 21 made it, I mean, I don't know. I think it did. I think it did make a big difference for you.
Yeah, maybe you're
I would
right.
say
it
20,
didn't seem like it.
20-year-old Zach the Youngblood Lewis and 21-year-old Zach the Youngblood Lewis are different guys.
Yeah.
Different for the better, I think.
Yeah, now it's 22-year-old Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Yeah. Barely, though.
Yeah.
When did you turn 22?
April.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, not that barely.
No, not that barely. How much time do we have left?
A minute.
Damn, we only have 1 minute. I really wanted to do news.
That's alright.
AJ, try to squeeze in a quick story really quick.
Shoot.
I mean, I could go more on the list of things about getting older, but if I pick another topic, it's just me something I want to talk about more. So we can address it more next week or in the next segment if you do one tomorrow.
Yeah.
But just give me a quick story, something to close out the show with.
An undercover sting in a McDonald's on suburban
Philadelphia. Slow down. Cheer food. Go ahead.
Swanky man line has led to the arrest of a fast food employee who police say was selling crack at the restaurant. 29-year-old Alan Trammell of Philadelphia was selling crack in the restaurant's parking lot. A cook at the McDonald's for the past 2 years, Trammell would leave the kitchen line to deal. They had a line in here that I really wanted. Okay, this is the police officer talking,
all
Lieutenant
right.
Andy Block.
Mm-hmm.
When not working as a crew and preparing food, he was out in the rear parking lot selling crack cocaine. So in a sense, it can give you a new definition of what may be considered a happy meal. That's a quote from the officer. I wonder how long he was practicing that.
I thought that was
that
the
one.
Author, and I was going to say, that's a pretty good... If he had it canned or not, I don't know, but that's a funny line.
I want to picture the officer, like, winking at the reporters after that or something.
You know what? That's good enough for me to close out the show with this week. What do you think, guys?
Yeah. Scumbag McDonald's employee.
All right, well, we got another segment coming for you very soon. Maybe tomorrow, maybe not. I'm not exactly sure, but we got a real, real quick show for you this week, and we're going to go ahead and close it out. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, joined with Zach the Unblood Lewis.
Yep.
Our other co-host.
Saul Kraken at McDonald's, Internet.
And our producer.
Thanks, yeah.
We will see you guys next week or sooner on the Status Bro Show.